Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
It's country funk time, hey. Lonesome Captain here, sitting with my hurt feelings. That was 16 tons as performed by Tennessee Ernie Ford. Delightfully big hit. But more importantly, written by the great Merle Travis, great songwriter and of course guitar picker. And that's what this show's all about. We're going to look at the songs written and played by Merle Travis. Right here on KXRY Portland, 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and always streaming at xray.fm. Later in his life and live shows, Merle Travis would always end his rousing renditions of 16 tons and I owe my soul to Tennessee Ernie Ford, because Tennessee Ernie Ford sold a lot of records. Right, let's move along now in one of Merle's classics, Cannonball Rag, done by two of his biggest fans, Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed. Thank you.
with a stranger traveling through this wearisome land. I've got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand.
John Henry was a little bitty boy, sitting on his mammy's knee. He picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said, "This hammer gonna be the death blow to me. This hammer gonna be the death of me." Well, when John Henry was a little baby, no bigger than the palm of your hand, his mammy looked down at little Johnny and said, "Oh, Johnny gonna be a steel driving man, yes he is. Oh, Johnny gonna be a steel driving man." Well, John Henry, he was a steel driving man, drove steel all over this land. Said, "Before I let a steam hammer get me down, I'm gonna die with my hammer in my hand. I'm gonna die with my hammer in my hand." Well, John Henry went to the tunnel to drive, a steam hammer by his side. That mountain was so tall, John Henry was so small, that he laid down his hammer and he cried, "Lord, Lord." He laid down his hammer and he cried. Thank you. John Henry said to his shaker, "Shaker, why don't you pray? If my hammer ever misses this little piece of steel, tomorrow be a burying day, Lord, Lord. Tomorrow be a burying day." And then the captain, he said to John Henry, "I believe that mountain's caving in." Old Johnny, he just laughed at the captain and said, "Ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind, Lord, Lord. That ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind." John Henry had a loving little wife. Her name was Polly Ann. Old Johnny got sick and he had to go to bed. Polly drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Miss Polly drove steel like a man. Well, they buried John Henry by the railroad, laid him 6 feet down in the sand. And every time a freight train would come puffing by, they'd say, "Yonder lays that steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lays that steel driving man."
It's Country Funk time, and we're listening to the Songs and Pickin' of Merle Travis. That was the great John Henry, the steel driving man song written by Merle with his fine Travis picking. Are we going to do a Travis picking lesson? I don't know. Country Funk time is not school. Just listen to the bass and melody happen at the same time. That's all I'm going to say about that. And we heard the Byrds off Sweetheart of the Rodeo, a personal favorite, I Am a Pilgrim. Lovely rendition. And we're going to keep it going now, because, oh my goodness, this Merle Travis, he has so many good songs, and so many people played his songs. It was hard to figure out which version of what song to do, because there were so many. You ready for some more? It's Country Funk time. Captain's hurt feelings are low lately, but that rollicking, frolicking guitar, Mr. Merle Travis, certainly buoys my spirits. Makes me feel okay about it all, as there's so much bad going on. Give me some Travis picking. It's Country Funk time. Come on now, let's hear some music. Could you accommodate me, please?
And I ain't proud of my bad reputation, and I ain't bragging about how my past has been. Now I know you're gonna say that I'm responsible for this awful mess I'm in. Well, I kind of got off on the wrong foot, and I lost my balance, no doubt. What you might call a victim of circumstances. But then I got that all figured out. I'd like to wake up in the morning without a sweetheart or a wife, as long as some gal wasn't hanging around saying, "Old Travis ruined my life." That way I could just start even. Start even, that's all. I'd like to wake up in the morning without one single dime, as long as some creditor wasn't hanging around to hound me all the time. That way I could just start even. No, start even, that's all. I'd like to wake up in the morning saying there's two things I ain't never done. Never started a fight with nobody, but I ain't never run. I'd like to wake up in the morning, and when the truth was all told, they'd say old Travis never donated nothing, but old Travis ain't never stole. I'd just like to start even. Start even, that's all. know, I never did dabble in no high society. I don't guess I would if I could. See, I'm a little too good for them bad folks, and way too bad for the good. If I don't soon lose my misery, let me tell you one and all, some of these fine mornings old Travis ain't gonna wake up at all. That way I can start even. Start even, that's all. Probably never happened, brother, never. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
This 9-pound hammer is a little too heavy, but it's for my size, 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 but it's for my size. So I'm going on the mountain just to see my baby, and I ain't coming back, no, I ain't coming back. So roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow, but tell me how can I roll. Long way to Holland, it's a long way to heaven, just to get a little brew, 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 just to get a little brew. When I die, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 coal, out of number 9 coal. So roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow, but tell me how can I roll.
So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. So complete from front to back, that's my pal. Toasted by the sun, and I'm a son of a gun. If she don't make my 5 o'clock shadow, come around at one. You can bet your boots I'd walk a mile through the snow just to see her toothbrush smile. They mention on the radio, if you don't think she's a lot of fun, just ask the man that owns one. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. so round, so firm, so fully packed. That's for me. She's just like a money back guarantee. Like a barfly goes for drink, like the Bobby Sox goes for Frank, and just like Jesse James would go for money in the bank. From head to foot, she's perfect size. She's a whiz, always wears a 45 gun, that is. She's got the look that's so impressive. She's got the pose that's so refreshing. So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal. She's done told me that I'm top hand. It won't be long till she wears my brand. So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal.
I just bought me a great long ticket. I'm gonna use that 4 p.m. so you can call your secret love and tell the news to him. You thought your little romance was on the strict QT. If you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD. I won't be around to hear you cry. I'm Texas bound, and by, you can reach me down in Dallas, General Delivery. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD.
Divorce Me, COD. And before that, we heard
So Round, So Firm,
So Fully Packed, which might explain a little bit why Merle was also writing songs about divorce. Some antiquated beliefs happening there, but some fine Travis picking. We also heard John Prine, another Kentucky guy, do a 9-pound hammer, which we're going to hear again because it's a duel, whether it's John Prine or Towns Van Zandt. Johnny Cash did it. Everybody did it because it's a good song. You ready for some more? It's country funk time.
A lot of words are spelled the same with a different meaning, you see. But here's a brand new way to spell heaven, according to me. You take a K and a E, a N and a T, a U and a C-K-Y. That spells Kentucky, but it means paradise. Take a chicken and you kill it,
put him in a skillet and you fry him up a golden brown. That's southern cooking, and it's mighty nice. It don't cover a lot when you look on a map, but then I wasn't studying no geography when I was sitting on my mammy's lap. You take a K and a E, a N and a T, a U and a C-K-Y. That spells Kentucky, but it means paradise. Take a K, an E, a N, and a T, a U, and a C-K-Y. That spells Kentucky, but it means paradise. You take a chicken and you kill it and you put him in a skillet. Fry him up, finger-licking good, and boy, that's Kentucky. Mm. And it's mighty nice. It don't cover a lot, just a little bitty spot when you look on a map. But then I wouldn't study no geography when I was sitting on my mammy's lap. Take a K-E-N-T-U and a C-K-Y. What do you got? That's Kentucky, and it means paradise. That spells Kentucky, but it means
Out of number nine coal, Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. The other night, I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a hybrid uptown fancy little date. Now, she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be, so hand in hand, we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice, so help me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Tex, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have another cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Dark dreamy mind. it will form as a habit and seep in your soul till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. Where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in.
Danger is the bull and the pleasure's all. the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines.
Well, that was exciting. Merle Travis's influence runs deep. Yes, even the amazing Jerry Garcia prayed at the altar of Merle Travis, as he should. A lot to learn, a lot of great songs. In that set, we also heard the Flying Burritos with a steel guitar and fused cannonball rag. Good energy. And we heard Tex Ritter. Merle wrote Smoke That Cigarette. That's right. Another giant hit for Merle. Johnny Cash did his hand at 9-pound hammer. Still kind of liking the John Prine version a little bit, but what say you people? Shoot me an email at lonesomecaptain@gmail.com for the 9-pound hammer shootout. And now the last contestant, Towns Van Zandt with 9-pound hammer on Merle Travis's It's Country Funk Time.
Play this old Merle Travis song. This 9-pound hammer, it's a little too heavy, all for my size, honey, for my size. I'm going up on the mountain, I'm gonna see my baby, and I ain't coming back, oh, I ain't coming back. We'll roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. Well, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Well, roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. Well, how can I pull when the wheels won't roll? It's a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Well, when I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone at a number 9 coal, at a number 9 coal. Well, roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Well, roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't roll?
Right now, let's try this one. We always do especially for our bartenders. Merle? Hey, Mr. Bartender. Please don't be so slow. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, we're gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck just a honky-tonking round. Well, I don't have enough to pay my rent, but I ain't gonna worry though. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck just a honky-tonkin' round. Well, I don't have enough to pay my rent, but I ain't gonna worry though. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. One six-pack to go. Thank you so much, Clarence. You've really been very kind to us here, and we appreciate it very, very much. We just hope that your visit to Las Vegas has been a whole lot of fun. We'd like to invite you to come back to the Golden Nugget and see us again. If we've entertained you, it's certainly been our privilege and our pleasure. On behalf of myself, all the Brazos Valley boys, how about a nice round of applause for Mr. Merle Travis? Billy Gray, over on the trumpet, Libert Dobson. Our fiddle players over here, Curly Lewis, Bob White. Our drummer is Junior Nichols. Our bass player is Brown Boy, Billy Stewart. Our steel guitarist, Bobby Garrett. Have a lot of fun. Be sure and come back to the Golden Nugget.
Travis traveling show.
Well, let's pack it up, Merle.
I ain't ready to go.
But we're plumb out of tune.
Yeah, we are running low, but I just thought of one more little ditty I happen to know.
You pick the first one, Merle. Thank you.
You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say that's all. You know there's nothing like good old common everyday horse sense, and there's nothing like a good old common everyday song. Now you put them both together, and what you got? Just a plain old common everyday horse sense song. That's sort of the way you describe this little old song I'd like to sing for you called That's All. Now some people go to school trying to learn how to teach, and some go to school trying to learn how to preach. If you can't preach without going to school, then you ain't no preacher, you's an educated fool, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say that's all. Now a feller I know, he's a miser man, keeps trying to save all the money he can. But when that old undertaker lets him down, where's he gonna spend his money? Under the ground, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say that's all. Man come from monkeys, some folks say, but the good book don't quite tell it that way. Now if you believe that monkey tale like some people do, then I'd rather be the monkey brother than you, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say that's all. Well, my little song's finished, my little song is through. I didn't necessarily mean to sing the song for you, but if you don't like the way the little song goes, that's a mighty good sign. I've been a tromping on your toes, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say that's all. And that's all.
Like the man said, that's all. This has been our show about the songs and picking of Merle Travis. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope to see you next week, because we're gearing up for the fun drive. So, you know, count the change in the old change jar. Try and remember where your checkbook is. Make sure there's some available credit on your credit card, because I'll be hammering it home next week to donate to this fine establishment. You know, we need your help. Thank you, X-Ray FM, for keeping my spirits, the lonesome captain's hurt feelings at bay with the curative power of music. And we will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.